Well, dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, and we are February the 1st, 2010. Now, you know there's going to be a lot of talk about the coming of 2012, the movies, the videos, oh man, the books that are out there. There is something, I believe, spiritually in the mix. And it's definitely something that needs to be researched, looked into, because there may be some timing involved with this. Many of the New Agers and leaders are believing that some kind of planetary spiritual wave is going to come and going to move humanity into a new age. Well, listen, you and I live in a very spiritual world, a very supernatural day. I'm going to tell you that ancient prophecy has told us that we will be in the most supernatural times in all of human history, that it will affect the minds and hearts of billions of people. What I'm about to tell you tonight in this series that we're doing on the ancient dragon, I mean, in the biblical revelation of what the Bible calls the dracon, the dragon, the revelation of this name and the term, obviously God wanted to bring some definition, some revelation, some exposure to a presence and a force that, well, mankind has never really seen yet anyway. The angels have seen both sides when he was the anointed cherub, and then when he became, well, the ancient dragon, the red dragon, the adversary, Satanas. So we're going to take a look today in Revelation 12, and what I want to say is behind political ideologies and military developments, behind globalism, there is, well, we've been saying, a force, extremely dedicated, passionate, well, furious, maybe to the point of rage. In this world right now, there is a agenda that is surfacing. It's like seeing the shark fins in the water. And you know that it's ominous. You know that it's dangerous. You can't see the entire beast. The shark fin goes up, goes down. But the shark fin is connected to the beast. And all of the things that we've been talking about and that many others have been trying to bring exposure to in this developing alternative spirituality, the human enhancements, the voice to skull, even the technologies being developed, planetary defense weapon systems, all of this plays a part in the coming globalism. Where's all the money going? Seems like it's being siphoned and drawn. And listen, in the day of the rise of the Antichrist, we shall know more than ever that the monies that we have seen disappear over decades, you've got to understand that globalism and the Antichrist, they're going to have the control of trillions and trillions of dollars. You're going to have to understand that the environmental side of things, the economic, political ideologies, the military, the infrastructure, the web, all of these things are going to be sought after in globalism for massive control. And it's all coming down. Now, you and I, we can look at all the physical signs. We can even sometimes look under the surface of the deep and see even more that is being developed and ready for chaos and ready for the new world order. But what most do not see is the deliberate, the designed work of what the Word of God reveals as the ancient dragon. Now, we're going to take a look for 4 days, tonight, 6 p.m., Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Wednesday night, 6 p.m., Friday night, 6 p.m. The title or the topic for the entire week is this: The Ancient Dragon Behind the Biggest Events in World History. The biggest events in world history. I did a live show last night where we talked about some of these events. I mean, the biggest events in human history. The opening of the abyss, the rise of Antichrist, the attempted annihilation of Israel, the attempted martyrdom and annihilation of the body of Christ, the day of Armageddon, all these events that we've read about and heard about and talk about, every one of them have their development and their occurrence by supernatural force, not just energies that are out there, but behind the energy that sometimes can be felt and detected. Now, I want to say that probably even psychics and remote viewers and many others can feel things and feel energies, but I keep warning them that behind the energy are entities that are involved in an agenda. We've called it the sequence of satanic evolution. And to understand the Word of God, to understand this ragged edge of a world that we live in, you've got to understand that behind the curtain of human events, histories, the rise and fall of nations, the coming globalism, coming Antichrist, coming opening of the abyss, and the day of Armageddon, well, there's someone pulling the strings behind the scenes on all of these things we're talking about. So we're going to get into it tonight. We're going to deal, first of all, Monday night, 6 p.m., February the 1st. The title tonight, The Historic Ancient Dragon Revealed and Defined. Now, the reason I believe we need to bring it out is, well, God has brought it out. You're going to see almost 10 times in one chapter that the term dragon is used. Now, there's references back to the Canaanites and back to Tiamat and back to Leviathan, and there's many references we can go back to in history, but we're going to stick with primarily the revelation and definition of the dragon. And clearly, God gives, the Spirit of God paints a picture, and we're going to find out that he calls, well, Satan, the devil, the serpent, he calls him this enormous red dragon, enormous. And I'm telling you that God gives the picture of the enormity of the presence and the power that is breaking through as never before in human history. So believers in Christ, we need the massive heads up and the strategic, intelligent, the insight that God gives ahead of time, that God gives and says, this is the reason for these things. This is the reason for globalism. This is the reason for military technologies that will involve planetary defense weapon systems. This is the reason for the New Age movement and all of the seeming human enhancements and the doctrine of a human evolution to deity. There's reasons behind all of it, and I'm going to tell you right now that it is a battle. And if you're listening tonight, again, brand new, if you're brand new to us, listen, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, shatterthedarkness.net, and there you'll find all you need to know or want to know about us, probably more than we need to even say. On that site, shatterthedarkness.net, this week, and actually this month, we're carrying over a course, a training course called Confronting the Powers. And for all of you who are hearing about, globalism and all the dark things that are coming and the ominous stuff, and you can feel it in the air, well, the course Confronting the Powers is to train believers in Christ. So we encourage you to get a hold of that. It's free. The book that's out is also out there, and it gives 80 hours of MP3s, the Book of Daniel, the Rise of Satanism, Spiritual Warfare Basics, old lectures on the Black Awakening, the coming chaos, and the super soldiers. some of you have heard and seen lately Governor Jesse Ventura in conspiracy theory bring out some of the, well, little bits and pieces of the super soldier projects. But we need to lift the carpet up even further and look down deep. And the only way to do that is by the strategic cutting-edge light that the Spirit of God gives in the Word of God. And only God has given the, well, accurate exposure. And I want to say this, strategically given for believers and for the world, this is massive communication from God concerning what is occurring. I mean, you can go back to Psalm 2. This connects with Psalm chapter 2. And the reasons why kings of the earth, nations, and the peoples are going to take their stand against God. It's going to be amazing, an amazing time. More and more we're seeing arrogance against God, no question about it. I want to say once again, let's take a few moments before we get into the body of the message today. I want to say welcome to all of you who've been writing in, and I know that we had mentioned cult crime last week, and a number of people have written in about cases, and we will take a look at some of those. We will take a look into some of those and see what we see and what can be done. But I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to satanic crimes and occult crimes, that with law enforcement, everybody involved, you need the cutting edge of prayer and for God to break through. We call it making a supernatural hole into the substructure of radical, listen, radical supernatural evil. Because in occult and satanic crimes, powers are raised to cover the crimes, to hide everything. Now, I don't know if you're used to the concepts of or realize how dark and broad and wide is the power, the satanic power to blind the minds of unbelievers, the supernatural operative power in development of Antichrist, counterfeit miracles. And I've been saying for years now, and maybe if you've been listening to me specifically and others too, that a great rise in supernatural connections and enhancements, experiences, events, well, it's occurring everywhere. So I appreciate one of the conference speakers at the Christian Symposium on the Paranormal that's going to occur in St. Louis in early April, Tony Cal, he sent me a link today. It's from the Telegraph from UK. And let me just mention the title of this. Spy used voodoo to shield general from Taliban, court hears. Subtitle under this is, quote, a British Army translator accused of spying for Iran was a voodoo priest who used black magic to protect the commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan from the Taliban, a court heard. Now, this is an amazing story, and it does go back, in, you know, 2 years to 2008. But it's something that has been involved in the courts, and we're looking at the interpreter Daniel James used voodoo black magic to protect General Richards. Now, it says that the Iranian-born Daniel James, who's 45, who was the personal interpreter to General David Richards, told the Old Bailey that he used pictures, dust, candles, and seashells to cast spells to protect his boss. You're talking now of a soldier. You're talking now the weaponization of powers to use them in protecting in the concepts of battle. This goes way back to the Old Testament. This goes and is demonstrated throughout history. There's a book that was put out called the Occult Military Industrial Complex. And it gives pictures of all the different types of spiritual and occult and supernatural means that militaries and soldiers and generals and military lab workers have used over the years. And it's not beyond, looking into the Nazis. I mean, even the Nazi ideology was occult demonic revelation. Well, it was just simply turned into political ideology. And the force behind, we understand. And listen, when I read this, that a spy used black magic. Now, I'm going to turn to my left here. And I have a friend out west, Tim, that sent in. And I mentioned this one last night. And the title of this, it's from Boston.com on the web if you want to get the article. But it's cited as this, Occult Cited in Romanian election. Top contender recalls negative energy attack. Believe it or not, Bucharest, Romania. There in the presidential elections, one of the candidates has claimed that the winner used a shadowy, quote, I'm quoting now, used a shadowy parapsychologist that zapped him out of the race. And here's what it's going to, I'm just going to quote later on down the article where it says that they was using a negative energy attack that led to his loss in the presidential election. I'm quoting again from the article. Quote, the evil witch, you know, defeated this presidential, you know, contender. And that some level of power was used. You can call it psi powers. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But something supernatural, something of human enhancement. On the one hand, we have a military soldier conjuring powers, using spells to cast over a general. On the other hand, you have an election that just occurred where the occult was brought in, where individuals were used in seeking to defeat the opposing candidate. Now, we have been mentioning for a long time that I'm going to say again, there is no globalism without the spirit behind globalism. There is no development of the New Age or the broadening of satanic and Luciferian presence around the world, including the hundreds of thousands of satanic ritual abused victims in psych wards and in counseling centers everywhere, without the spiritual presence behind it. And again, tonight giving, well, revelation to and definition to this presence, well, you can go to Revelation 12. You're going to read in the book of Revelation chapter 12 almost 10 times where this reference to dragon is used. Now, hang on with me for a few moments here. We're going to come back to that in just a few moments. If you want to email tonight or put in a question, you can send a question or, an article that relates to these top topics. Now, I know I mentioned occult crimes and things like that, and someone just sent in, I got your email right here in front of me, that a friend of this individual here, I don't know if I should share, I'm not going to share the name publicly here yet until I know better, but I'm going to say that simply this article here is, again, in another about a daughter found brutally murdered on the 27th of January in North Carolina. Now, I mentioned again last week on Friday night, if you look at the satanic calendar, the ritual calendar, because I'm telling you that satanic groups worldwide, throughout the United States, Canada, Europe, all over the place have been ramping up in the last 30 years. They are now using ritual summoning of powers, not only for themselves, for their covens, their works, their developments, but to send, not just against the church, but against culture in the air, against politicians, and to influence military developments. So I mentioned that rituals were done on January 20th to 27th, and that on Friday night, last Friday night, was also ritual night. So I'm getting a note here, and I really appreciate this because we want to take a look into it, about a young girl that was brutally murdered, 24 years old, North Carolina, and was found on the 27th. And please understand, if you look at the satanic ritual, you know, ritual calendar, during those days, it's about taking and finding girls. It's about blood rituals, and it's so secretive, but yet in law enforcement, we know and have seen hundreds of slides of these kind of murders, and mostly law enforcement is told not to bring out the satanic side. Only talk about, you know, the murder and deal with the actual case. Well, the problem with that is that it's more than an actual case. There's motive. What's the motivation in satanic ritual abuse? What's the motivation in satanic, you know, crimes like this? And we're involved still with a couple of these, one of two teenage girls in our area, and it's not solved. It's over 12 years old. And behind it, satanic ritual on satanic dates for the sake of conjuring satanic powers that involved what we call a chosen one, a satanically developed super soldier type individual that believes they'll be part of the troops of Antichrist, that they will help bring in the anarchy and chaos, that they will bring murder and death and all kinds of things when that day arrives. Well, we've mentioned this, and I will take a look into this case as much as I can read about anyway, and get back with this person that emailed just now. And that's what we're saying behind even things like this. It's more than just, I mean, motivation. You can read a brand new book out this last year by David McGowan called Programmed to Kill. Now, I've cited him in my book on this subject, and he goes over the fact that many of the serial killers, if I mentioned their names like John Wayne Gacy and so forth, and Dahmer and all this, you'd recognize those names. The Madame Morris murders of the college student from America, the Robin Ginch, the Ripper crew of Chicago, involved the absolute decimating of a human being, torture and then eventually killing, cannibalism, satanic rituals, the summoning of powers, the reception of powers, and in many cases now, they have at least have revealed, and we have caught them, we have engaged them, we've got materials, we've read ritual stuff that's, you know, used in the rituals. And we've seen biblical insight on this conjuring of powers to send against people. And many times that involves, like in the Old Testament, for the Bible students out there, in the Old Testament, a demon-worshipping pagan king, military king, when Israel was attacking, the king, the pagan king, was losing, and behind his walled fortress, he decided to take his own son to the wall of their fortress and shed his blood and sacrifice him and kill him on the wall to the demon god to summon the powers so that the spiritual forces would help them win and push back Israel. And if you read your Bible, that's exactly what occurred. They understood in the Old Testament days the weaponization of demonic powers. The man, the spy that conjured and sent powers through spells understands the concept of the weaponization of those powers. A presidential election in Romania, if they did bring that individual in, there's an understanding of using powers beyond the norm, beyond humanity. And I have been trying to say, and I'm saying, and please continue to listen as we give evidence to, and biblical evidence to, and contemporary evidences to, that the mother of all of this kind of, God has given us insight. And you can take a look at Revelation 16, when this dragon, the Antichrist, and the false prophet will, in ritualistic format, release demonic spirits on a global level to affect the political and military leaders for one thing, to gather them together. God gave us heads up in Psalm 2, 3,000 years ago. Now we've got revelation of an event that is being prepared but has not yet occurred. And Armageddon will never occur. Listen, military men and women out there, and those who have done the strategy, military strategists and think tanks, and those who have discussed Armageddon, any believer in Christ that has discussed Armageddon knows that it's the last day of fall of human history, that it's the end of globalism, the end of the Antichrist, the end of the false prophet, that it's the end of the mark of the beast and the end of, well, radical evil. But Armageddon cannot and will not occur without this sequence, this preparatory work, this spiritual evolution that's going on right now, along with the eventual ritual release of powers to gather the largest military system in human history, to Armageddon. Armageddon cannot, will not occur without direct release and targeting the weaponization of demonic powers. Now, I'm mentioning all of that because there's clearly contemporary pictures of this. There's contemporary stories of this. Hundreds of thousands of ritually abused, under satanic ritual, any of them can tell you about the weaponization, the summoning of powers to send against churches, send against pastors, demonizing objects and taking them into churches, the conjuring of, well, one of you last week, I believe it was, sent me an email, and we're looking into it, where there was a big revival down in Florida. I've now got an email that tells me about a satanic group that came down there to summon powers and send those dark powers against the revival. The one main thing I knew about that revival was that thousands upon thousands of people got saved. Now, there was some infiltration there, and there was some, where Satan tried to infiltrate and bring confusion and some craziness. That happened in the book of Acts chapter 5, in the midst of the development of the church, and the power of God was evident, and Satan wanted to get in. Please understand the audacity of the dark side in even tempting Christ when he came and wanting to recruit Jesus. Please understand there's an audacity among real Luciferians who will even seek to recruit, well, nominal type Christians or Christians by name but don't have the power of God. Well, again, that would simply say a religious person. A real believer in Christ has the Spirit of Christ dwelling in them. Romans chapter 8 is very clear about that. Now listen, I'm going on this subject, and I know that we haven't gone into some of the, even some of the things we need to tell you that can help you prepare. I'm going to tell you again as you listen this week on the ancient dragon behind the biggest events in world history. There will be no great chaos. There will be no globalism, no Antichrist, no false prophet, no abyss, no Armageddon, without the operating, well, the precursors that are going on now, but the direct unprecedented breaking in of this ancient dragon, of Satan. And I'm going to say to those who are seekers and searchers and involved in spiritual things, you better check out where your powers and what you're really connected to. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ and confess the living Christ, let me tell you something. The ancient dragon I'm talking about knows exactly who Jesus Christ is. You know, it's funny how liberal fallen theologians can bring about errors. It's strange how massive millions in the New Age movement can accept a dumbed down, de-deified, fake New Age Jesus. It's crazy that ufologists and those who are looking for disclosure can talk about a psychic Jesus, a guru Jesus, all these fake stuffs that can't help anybody, don't help anybody. Let me tell you something. The ancient dragon that we're talking about that will help bring the end of history all the way to the final day and final hour. This ancient dragon will unleash more power into our realm than has ever been known in human history, and it will affect politics, military, war, violence, bloodshed, disease, the slaughter of over 2 billion people in less than 3.5 years. That's why we're bringing the message out tonight. And it's all connected to some of the contemporary things. If this young girl was killed on a ritual date in January, then I'm telling you that every single ritual date involves the summoning of powers, the opening of gateways, the reception to purify satanically charged blood to empower their side, to advance their side, to target in warfare enemies they would consider enemies. We've engaged that many times for many years. We have felt the effects, we know. We have seen the physical side of it and the spiritual side of it. So I want you to take a few moments this week to, you know, reread and read again and study over Revelation chapter 12. Because here is a massive revelation of the presence behind the most enormous events in human history. And I'm going to tell you, it includes the death of one-third of the human race. That it includes the supernaturally given ideas for technology and political alignments and financial alignments. It's what's battling the church in Europe and Canada, all over the world, in America, to, well, dumb down the church, to bring suppression to the body of Christ, to weaken, to infiltrate. See, there's attack on all kinds of fronts. No believer has to be suppressed. And as you read or study the course called Confronting the Powers, if you get it, you're going to know that we're saying that I don't care how dark it gets. I don't care if, you know, the full forces of hell are on the ground. As long as you know Christ, understand the blood of Christ, the authority that's been given to you, live in the power of God, and if you are a believer who will not back down, but you want to be committed to God's mission, then listen, you are going to be in the biggest, broadest, supernatural encounters as far as evangelism. I mean, look at the book of Acts. Angels are involved. The Spirit of God's involved. Signs and wonders are involved. By location or teleportation with Philip in Acts chapter 8. You want to talk about supernatural graces and powers. Now, we're bringing revelation to the dark side. One of the reasons is, here's one reason. The satanic side seeks to live in deep, dark secrecy for now. Doesn't want anybody to know what they're doing or going to do. So their law is secrecy. There is a supernatural power to keep them hidden in secret, even when Antichrist comes. The masquerade, the mask is going to be so broad, so spiritually thick. That's why so many millions will give in. So they don't want you to know. That's number one. Number two, they are really out there. They are really developing. They are really building. They are really going to bring a chaos. They are really going to bring a bloodshed. They're going to cause millions of deaths and nations to fall and globalism to come. And they're going to help unleash unprecedented volumes of satanic manifestation, demonic manifestation. Read about Babylon, you'll see. Revelation 18. Number three. God has given us incredible, cutting-edge, strategic intelligence in the Word of God. It is beyond any military manual. It is beyond any, we have been given insight into detailed, actual human history that cannot be altered. Why do you think God's given such volume? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I've been a pastor 30 years prior from being out doing this for the last couple of years. I'm going to say that in all my travels and all my stuff, the majority of the body of Christ does not understand spiritual warfare, does not understand biblically, prophetically given insights and the reasons why God says, here's what's going to happen. Preparation, purity, evangelism, and how to do strategic spiritual warfare in the context. How do you do evangelism when it seems that the spiritual atmosphere and activities are so dark? Well, you're going to have to do it well, my friends. You're going to have to do it broad and big and bold and strong. And you're going to have to stand as a believer in Christ like John Knox. Read about John Knox and how the wicked Queen Mary of Scotland, who was opposed to the kingdom of God in Christ, how she feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. I'm giving you all this information to tell you that if, listen, you've got in the next number of months, of course, with many good folks that are out there doing the same, sharing the same, I'm going to tell you tonight that, again, the website, shatterthedarkness.net, is intended to be busy and have a ton of stuff on it. So you got to take your time. Well, there's tons of free MP3s and materials and stuff you can get all about the satanic agenda, God's mission, what's happening in the world, trying to look at the times and circumstances. We just finished 31 Days Ablaze devotional writing, or little devotional MP3s for January that gave a 31-day worth of sequence of biblical prophetic revelation on the events of the end of history and how to be prepared. We are starting a 3-month series. It's already up on the site, up top left-hand side, and you'll have one up tonight, and it will go on for 3 months. Some people are going to look at it and say, wow, what are you going to talk? Why are you going to talk about the satanic side so much? Every single one of the 82 to, it'll end up being about 95 just miniature little sermons using one or two scriptures. I'm telling you that there's that much biblical volume on dealing with the origins of radical evil, the nature of radical evil, the methodology of radical evil, the agenda that is unfolding in front of our faces, the things that affect you in your personal life. See, we've got listeners that may be completely gripped by the seduction of New Age spirits. We've got believers out there that are trying to grow and understand in their own lives spiritual warfare. And we've got Luciferians that listen and do recon on this show only to see what we're going to reveal, what we're going to say. And, as they've done this last week, write me and make comments. They make comments about these shows. And there's so many of these shows that we feel spiritual engagement even during the hour. That's why I appreciate some of you who've written in last week and purposely have told me that you're boldly praying for us and boldly praying for all these things. And please understand, we understand, and that's where we're going to be. But in this 3-month series, its subtitle is Strategic Intel on the Sequence of Satanic Evolution and Coming Events, what we need to know and what God has preemptively given. So you can go to the shatterthedarkness.net site, top left-hand side. You can see last month's, and you can also see the beginning of this month, which we'll have one up later tonight, and then again, coming back daily, you can get those. The newsletter coming out next week will have even more. And the free course with massive hours on this subject. But I want to tell you about conferences, too. In St. Louis, the 9th and the 10th, coming up in just a couple of months, look at the titles of some of the things that we're going to be talking about. The Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. In St. Louis, April 2010, 9th and 10th. I'm going to read some of the titles real quick here of the actual class, lectures or sessions. The Spirit of the Bush, dealing with Africa's deadly exorcism and witch hunts. Our Lady of Death inside Mexico's cult of Santa Muerte. Diagnosing demons, spirit possession versus mental illness. Deliver us from evil, ministering to victims of paranormal. There's another one called Occult America, a tour through Western occult history. Another one called Seducing Spirits, False Miracles and Wonders in the Church. I'll be doing a session called X-Men, Real Life Encounters of Remote Viewing and Psi Warriors. I'll do another session called Men in Black, The Unexplained Mysteries of Dark Technology. Lynn Marzullo is going to do one called Signs in the Heavens, UFO Phenomena and Supernatural Events. And then Lynn Marzullo is going to do Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, The Coming Great Deception. That's all going to be there in April the 9th and 10th. Now, in Nashville, the conference in Nashville coming the 23rd and 24th, Lynn Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Mike Bennett from Future Quake, Guy Malone from Roswell, Joe Jordan that has worked so much in MUFON and other, so forth, and got a book coming out, Tom Bionic from Future Quake Radio also, and Chris White from Nowhere to Run will be doing one. And so listen, you got to take a look at the site, you got to take time, and I can't spend any more time on this today. We have about 17 or 18 minutes left here, concerning the subject matter tonight. And I've got to tell you something here that's really gonna bug me. I've got to share this real quick. Now, listen, we're going to have 4 nights on this material, so we'll have a lot of content out for you. But I got another email that just now came in. And see, nobody really knows that I've been engaged with and actually was physically attacked by a, what we call a chosen one, a satanic super soldier, a guy that knows how to do rituals, who has sub-personalities. We know that he slaughtered a 14-year-old girl out in a ritualistic fashion, satanic revels, left her body out in the open field. About a month later during Satanic Revels, did the same thing to a 17-year-old girl. We engaged this person. We've been there. Law enforcement took me to the site. We turned over evidence, and nobody has nailed what occurred. We've settled along that this guy probably did it before, and 12 years ago when he did this, we've said again and again that he'll probably do it again. We've written about this deeply in the book, and it is an agenda that we're involved with right now. But I'm getting a note here about the girl I mentioned in North Carolina that I've been informed of that was killed during ritual dates in January. Now the email comes in, and I appreciate Joe sending this in. It says this: I forgot to tell you, Crystal's, well, this body will get into more of it and give out whatever information we can. But her body, along with another woman, found 1,000 yards away. Now, This is almost exactly like the case where we've dealt with up here. And my goodness, there's four or five other cases that people have sent in to me that we're going to be praying about. I'm going to tell you right now, if you get involved with satanic crime in occult crimes, and if you relook at them, if you're law enforcement listening, and if you relook at some of them, look at the ritual dates, whether by satanic influence or by direct guidance and plotted and planned abduction of women. You can check out the entire story of the Ripper crew of Chicago. Plotted, planned, the abduction of women, the torture and sexually, well, horrifically things that were done, and then ritualistic things that were done, and then satanic powers that were raised, and then the killing and the cannibalizing. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. And if you don't understand that a lot of this is going on and more is to come, please, we've got to get our heads out of the sand. We need to shake off fear. And we need to look at the ugly stuff that is going on. And in the name of the God of heaven, of the living Christ, take a stand, not hide behind one. Now, in Revelation chapter 12 that we're mentioning, where the Word of God talks about a great and wondrous sign in heaven, it involves this description, literally, of the birth of Jesus Christ, of Messiah. In verse 2 of Revelation 12, there is the picture, the idea of Israel, if not Mary, pregnant, and about to give birth. There's 300 prophecies and even more types and shadows that gave massive communication that Messiah, that God in human flesh, would arrive, that a virgin would be with child. We all know this as believers in Christ. Massive, massive prophetic insight concerning the event. The angels knew this is God in human flesh. They called him Emmanuel. The demons knew and they feared. But now as you read Revelation 12, you're going to know that the dragon, the red dragon, this is the terminology now used by the Spirit of God to paint the picture of the full and ancient force of Satan, tying him together with his presence as the serpent in the garden that led to the fall of the human race, that brought in the death code affecting our genetics, that led us to our loss of fellowship with God, that brought in death and dying and fear and disease and counterfeit and the goal of stripping humanity from God. Now, that's enormous in and of itself. In the painting of this panoramic picture the Spirit of God gives about the coming of Messiah, behind the curtain, like in The Wizard of Oz, remember the man behind the curtain? Behind the curtain of human events, behind the curtain of the events that you and I look at, God reveals in verse 3, look what it says, another sign. It also appeared. The Spirit of God calls it an enormous red dragon. An enormous red dragon. Huge. It's considered huge. The idea. And John, as the Spirit of God is painting the picture, he's seeing it like in heaven. An enormous, a huge, a massive red dragon. Red, many take it back to the concept of blood. Drakon is just simply the Greek word. You can go back to Tiamat. You can go back to the Canaanites. You can go back to Leviathan. You can go back to those physical descriptions, but here we're talking about the Spirit of God painting Listen, it's not just the little devil. The devil's not little. The kingdom, the dark domain of demonic presence by the hundreds of millions, it's not something small. We're talking about the presence that led one-third of the angelic host in insurrection and rebellion against God. They are here among us. Some of you who are believers, you've got warfare going in your life. You've got spiritual battle. Ephesians 6 talks about it's not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities. The red dragon, this enormous red dragon, he brought this into human history, and behind the physical scenery, behind the curtain, is the presence of a huge, enormous red dragon. Now here it's referring to its connection to political powers, with seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. Here you can connect some of this with Daniel, but I want to take a little bit more time to look at how many times Revelation 12 brings massive insight. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know of anybody in 37 years and all that I've listened to and all that have heard ever preach on this. Oh, bits and pieces, yes, but all of it? Verse 4 says, his tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to where? To where? To the earth. Of course, in the book of Revelation, stars used over 65 times, most of the time referring to angels. Giving here, it's not that this red dragon swept physical stars down to the earth. It couldn't happen. He swept a third of the angelic host, flung them to the earth. The idea that under his authority, under his power, under his enormity, he controls them. He is their leader. Verse 4 says, the dragon stood in front of the woman, in reference to Israel and Mary, collectively, who was about to give birth, so that he might, listen now, listen to me. When the three wise men, or whoever they were, came, when all of Jerusalem, when all the event and events and angelic hosts that were there to sing at the birth of Emmanuel, of the Prince of Peace, of the Savior of the world, when God in human flesh was born, behind the curtain in actual human history, the enormous, huge red dragon, the full force of the fallen cherub, stood there, knowing biblical prophecy, knowing where to be and when to be there, that he might devour her child the moment it was born, that he might destroy, to kill. This, my friends, is the second attempt to annihilate God that the fallen cherub has sought. There'll be a third. We'll talk about it later. Verse 5, she gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. You all know that's a reference to prophecy concerning Emmanuel, Messiah, Christ. The child, Christ, was snatched, Greek word harpezo, used of the catching up, a force that's quickly, the ascension. You can look at it in Acts chapter 1. Not just the resurrection, but the ascension. The same power that brought him up is the same power, my friends, believers. Same word used in 1 Thessalonians 4 about the catching up of we who are, you know, the dead in Christ and we who are alive, caught up by God's direct and instantly glorified. Well, it goes on to talk about, verse 7, Michael and his angels. Listen, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. Obviously, he wasn't strong enough. Verse 9, notice how the Word of God says again, the huge, the great, the enormous dragon was hurled down. The ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan. Now here's the definitive revelation of who this enormous or this great or this huge dragon is. Out of battle, he's hurled down. Reference now to ancient serpent going all the way back to the Garden of Eden. He's called the devil. He's called Satan. And now we read in Revelation 12, who leads the whole world astray. Globalism has a god, the huge, enormous red dragon. The New Age movement has a god, the huge, enormous red dragon. Well, he's hurled to the earth and his angels. Have you read this? Have you heard the warning to the earth? Have you seen where it says, woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you? He is filled with fury because he, this ancient, enormous, huge red dragon, knows that his time is short. The end of chapter 12, because we're running out of time, you know what it's all about? When you really come to the end, and actually if you go to the chapter 13, you get the picture? And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. In that chapter now, we begin to read about the rise of political powers, of globalism, of the Antichrist, blasphemous name, all of it that's coming, my friends. This is what we're dealing with. We have so much to tell you. We're at the end of the hour, and we're grateful to be here. Our prayers are with you. Keep your prayers up for us. If you don't know the living Christ, listen, come to the Savior of the world, Christ, who has blasted apart the finality of death, crushed the ultimate power of this darkness. Come to know Jesus. Write to me, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. See you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. survivetothrive.net. We love you. God bless you. Good night.